Mobile. How are you doing this fine afternoon?
Doing just fine and dandy. I'm going to get us something to eat. We're going to eat an early, kind of a late lunch, early supper.
Up to Sparkburg to pick up living room furniture.
Sounds exciting. Yeah, we just signed a contract to get new windows, so it'll be four months before they can install them. They're that far behind. I don't know where you went, but yeah, I've got to step out for a second. KB4 CPA.
Or FTU Mobile.
FTU KB4 CPA.
KB4 CBA, how you doing?
Your name?
Richard, KK4 FTU, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
Richard, I'm, my name is David, and I was, just writing that down. I'm in the car, but I'm sitting in a, drive-thru at Bojangles.
Get on the big Raceway 85.
All I can say is better you than me.
Pretty much racing on it, though. I'll be driving in the slow lane.
Imagine especially if you're going to be hauling some furniture.
Getting picked up some straps and tarp to put over it.
That's good. Yeah, there's a lot more debris on the roads than there used to be. I see trucks going down the road all the time with stuff in the back and, flying out of the back. And I believe that it's a law that you have to have it covered up with the tarp. And I think I got you a ticket for it, but I sure do see a lot of trucks riding around without them.
Well, depending on how bad the patrolman or trooper or deputy feels to whether they get rode up, but I have seen the sheriff's deputies waiting outside the dump to catch people coming to the dump site without their load being covered and pull them over and write tickets, KK4 FTU Mobile.
Good place to catch them. because I had debris come out of it was a tall Greenville County vehicle, and you could see the limb sticking out of the top of it, so I was on 291, and he was in the middle lane, so I got over in the right-hand lane, and I'd be doggone if a limb didn't come out and hit my front bumper, and I've got a camera, so I had it on video, and we stopped at the next light. I got in my car and I went over and told them. I said, so if you don't mind, I said, how about pulling over here in the parking lot if we were at Cherrydale? And I said, something flew out and hit my front bumper. And, I want to see if there's any damage. And thank goodness it just rubbed off with my thumb, but it definitely hit it.
Me going down the road and a rock thought come out of a truck, or a truck hit something and throw it up from the tires and hit the windshield and hear it snap. I heard it hurt stuff hit the windshield and snap, and I just knew it was going to break, but luckily it didn't do anything to it.
Life has a chip, and the windshield's right in the middle, right at the base. was like a BB gun or something, but it doesn't have a BB leaves a specific type of look, and you can tell this is a rock, but anyway, at least the rest of the windshield's intact. Ham radio.
Yeah, work out there off of 101 building cars, so been busy. Today was one of my days off, so decided to go get the furniture while I had the day off.
I stand by just a minute. I got to place an order here.